We'll call the meeting to order. And the first order of business is passing the roll sheet around. Everybody sign that, make sure we know who's here and who's not.
I'll call it off.
But you're gonna call it, okay?
Lauren Bryan is excused. Lauren Joyce.
Here.
Betty Haskin Coops.
Here.
Joe Jenke.
Here.
Mara Pacelli.
Here.
Kelly Leard.
Here.
Alan McMurray.
Here.
And Ms. Knuckleboy is excused.
Now, Michelle, a quorum on this board is what?
Five.
Okay, we're good.
You're good.
Good for that.
Exactly.
All right.
Last time we said.
Does everybody know everybody? Let's just do that anyway, because, okay, starting with Joe. Joe Jenke.
Kelly Leard.
Kelly.
Alan McMurray.
You can sit your names.
Alan.
Yeah, we know each other.
Mario, Jason.
We know each other, Lauren.
All right. Good.
The agenda's not on here, but that's okay. I don't need it.
It should be on the flip side.
The flip side?
Yeah.
It's on the back.
Looks like it's folded.
All right. So, did everybody have a chance to read the minutes of the April meeting? We didn't have a meeting in July because of no quorum. Did everybody get a chance to read and approve of those minutes? Would you like to go over them for any reason?
No, I read them and they looked okay to me.
All right, hearing no objection, we'll approve the minutes of the April 20th meeting, Michelle.
Okay.
Is there anyone here for public comment? Our persons wishing to appear. Okay, Jason, Pros Report.
How y'all doing today? Pros Report, well, this is all kind of the basic same stuff about you getting mad in a long time.
I didn't know it was long. I got that.
It's been so long, and when I looked at your pro reports, it was like back in June and May.
Yeah,
There wasn't very many new memberships. Has there been more since then?
There's been a few.
Yeah.
There's been a few.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
But you haven't lost a lot.
No, we don't lose a lot. It just goes, you lose two, you get two, you lose two, you get two. Even when you lose two, they still come and play tennis more than they were the same, and then
yeah.
They just pay $10. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I stopped trying to push people gone a long time ago by telling them, like somebody like Pat Ball.
Right.
Pat Burton. That's
her
last name.
Yeah,
with the dog. She's there every day.
Yeah. I don't know. I know there's a few on our team that just wasn't beneficial. You know, they're only there maybe twice a week.
Well, that's beneficial, trust me.
To me, it would be, but they think that they'd rather pay
as they
go. It's
okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, we'd like to keep the numbers up, but that's going well. You know, it's been a little bit of a madhouse over there.
Yeah.
But. You know, other than that, the after-school programs are going good. We jumped right over summer and all that. We're back into the school year. We have besides that, we have our program at MLK on Fridays that we're in already. Tomorrow will be the third one. We have a new pro, Roy Miller from Golden Ocala has joined us.
So you've got some off-scene.
MLK thing is a program.
He's running programs at Martin Luther King.
It's a different youth center, and it's just a free program where I send some pros over, and we usually get, I'd say, 16 to 20, usually minorities.
Is that over by Jeremy?
No.
I
can't tell you where it is. Other than it's at MLK.
Okay.
It's on that street.
It's on MLK.
So I can't go there.
And there's a park and two schools.
I guess I'll have to.
Need to get around, Jason.
Yeah, I get lost. I got lost the last time I went over there.
Say by Howard.
It's on the other side.
So these are junior programs you're running?
Yeah, it's a free program for minorities. Free pride program for minorities. And this is actually this is the third year we've done it. We do it every year. And that's going well, from what I understand. That's about it.
The courts, how they coming?
They're coming good. The first four were done quick. I always get worried when it rains, when they have wet courts, and they're working on putting the lines down.
Yeah.
You know, when I remember that first year I had all those trouble with the lines?
Yeah.
it was because when they put the courts down, they were still, the lines down there, the courts were still too soft.
I was on...
So I had a problem with lines for a year.
Yeah. You know? I was on five. The lines were beautiful. But I just felt that the clay was like, they could have put more clay on. To me, it just seemed real thin. Is that just the way they do it?
They told me they put a lot on.
Really?
Eight.
I mean, you could see, in spots, you could see the surface below. There wasn't ample clay.
I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Is that the wind damage and the hurricane damage?
No. They just resurfaced it.
They have. We had hurricane damage, and they came out to resurface the courts. And they, you know, finished quite a few of them. I thought those courts were playing nice. I mean, I went on.
Oh, they played nice. I'm just saying that it seems like there should be more play.
No, I mean, I think that's a misconception.
Really?
Yeah.
I play out at Harbor Hills.
You definitely weren't on the bottom because he just put all the clay down.
I play out at Harbor Hills, and you never see the hard structure below the clay. The clay is...
The hard structure, I mean, I don't know if that's even what you're seeing.
The white.
Well, the white is because we're keeping them really dry. That's what we're doing. We want to harden them off.
All right. I don't know how after the
guy just made the course 3 days ago, they could be short on clay.
That's what I'm saying.
When will he be finished?
He had a 21 day.
Look at him.
Is he on track?
When you go out, look
He's
at him.
He's on track, but everything that's built in his contract gives him rain days, and he had some rain days. So.
That's part of the 21?
Yeah. It's always like
The biggest problem that I had with that whole project is that nobody knew it was happening. All of a sudden, a bunch of members show up, and there's tons of clay out there. It's a great project, I'm glad it's getting done, but where the city failed is to let the members know that it was being done, and nobody knew about it. And you can't have all these members out there that show up, it's like, what's going on here? And that was a huge, huge issue. There was about 100 people that came up to me and said, what's all this about? When I see pallets and pallets of clay, I have no idea. And I asked Jason about it, and I said, what's going on? And he's the one that had to explain it to me, but he wasn't even really giving much notice. You left room. What we're talking about is that the project that's going on at Fort King with the new courts, mm-hmm. Nobody at all knew what was going on. And the biggest problem with that project, it's a great project, we're glad it's getting done, but nobody knew what was happening. There's like no communications between the city and the members out there. And that caused a lot of problems because people showing up and all of a sudden numerous courts.
Jason was aware of what was going on.
Down. He was given very, very little notice from what I understand. And people are trying to get courts and courts are shut down, which is fine. There's a project going on. But whenever you have a project like that, we have to know about it. If anything, at the minimum, let the board know, and then that way we could disseminate that information to our people. Because it created a lot of problems.
Well, Jason manages it, and it was storm-related. Mm-hmm. So you just work within the process and get it done as quickly as you can. And anytime I talked to BB, I would say, when he said, like, clay was coming in and things like that, from what I understood from him, that he was communicating with you. But, you know, maybe I was confused.
The whole
that.
Thing happened... Here's how it happened for me. One of the guys that works on BB's staff was doing some odd jobs for me when he didn't have work with BB painting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he had started painting my garage, and I called him one weekend to see if he could finish painting the garage. And then he told me that he would be busy because he was unloading the semis at Fort King on Tuesday.
What's that? Did you have to finish the garage?
No, my wife finished it. And then that was, I don't remember what day that was or when before exactly, but that's when then I called BB and I said, hey BB, are you starting this? And he said, yeah. And then that's how I found out.
Okay, I apologize.
I didn't know any way. So I didn't have only maybe a few days. That's why I didn't maybe send out a notice. Yeah.
Okay, so I found out then about the same time you did.
Yeah.
Because that's how these things work, and it's storm-related.
Right,
you're trying to...
He
couldn't...
How'd you get it done so quick? I'm just curious. That's a massive project. It's a pretty big project that you guys got done so quick.
Somebody had to order the clay.
How did that get done?
It would have started sooner if Brian could have got the clay.
Right.
That was the problem.
But how did you guys...
You know,
get through the whole process?
Because it's damage and storm related.
It was a FEMA thing. So FEMA paid.
No, yeah. Like I'll say this. Like this is what was said to my boss at a meeting when she said something like that about FEMA. Oh, you're cute. No, FEMA has nothing to do with this. Oh. I mean, we may or may not get reimbursed for this through FEMA. It'll probably be at least 2 years. Nobody gets their, you know, we just got reimbursed for some storm stuff that was a couple years ago, not too long ago. Anyway, but through our insurance, we were able to work this into, it's covered by insurance, and maybe insurance is going to go to FEMA. But, so anyway, I mean, we're not down to new business yet, but what we're doing is, the reason it became more of a project is than what we anticipated, and why some of that is at the last minute is because the cost to repair the storm damage was almost $34,000. It's like $33,900. So we were only about a year and a half or 2 years out of doing our normal every 5 year redo of the courts. So I was able to get the to go ahead and do that, because if we're already spending $33,900, which is another $22,500, so we were able, you know, to get permission to go ahead and do the whole deal instead of doing this and then 2 years later doing it again, and which to do the whole thing, it's like $56,000. So we just added the 22.5, are able to do the whole project. So now we'll start out on the every 5 year. We'll start our 5 year cycle, and so we figured that we would have to pay the difference, you know, the 22.5 difference. But for some reason, insurance is covering all of it. So I'm not saying anymore
so
about it.
So cities are self insured when it comes to that,
right?
This is an independent insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were just shocked that it was even going to happen. We were even more surprised how quick it happened. After you see the bathroom fiasco, it took 20 years to get the bathrooms done. Now we're getting the courts. Like, wow, yeah. Emergencies are
different than going through the budget process and then having to, you know. In other words, even, like, we didn't even have to get this on council agenda. Procurement took one whole big emergency purchasing package to council.
All right, so put in there, right? Okay.
Yeah, they did a contract very quickly and all of that. So I mean, but I have to tell you, I'm as shocked as you are, because I've worked for the city for a long time, right, and I've never seen things happen this quickly. So
it's a great project. Just in the future, when something like that happens, like something big happens, can you just email at least the board members so we can tell people? Because just between us, we can get the word out to 100% of everybody instead of piecemealing it, because it just created a lot of issues.
Yeah, I can't commit that we're gonna do that.
Right.
I'll just be honest with you.
Because
not that we don't want to deal with you, I just can't make a commitment and then forget.
Put a notice on the door.
Then he can tell us.
Well,
we have to contact everybody personally.
Well, we typically do.
They typically
were cleaning up 880 something acres of parkland. We had a lot
certain days, and we've got to get all those UST matches, or otherwise people lose out on going to nationals, and is that the whole UST thing?
Yeah, well, we had a lot going on here. We had a lot going on here too. We still have parks that aren't open, that they're so damaged. So there was an emergency situation. You know, that's why I can't make a promise and a commitment that we're gonna let the board know all the time.
When I know. But they usually do inform me about everything. It was just this one I found out a little weird.
Yeah.
But I knew it was in the works. So that's good.
Yeah. So
and they're looking good. I think they're looking
good.
Anything else on your pro report? Anybody have any more questions relating to the pros report out there? I guess not. I think we've had part of Julie's staff report already, but Julie?
The other thing is our hard court resurfacing, citywide resurfacing bid is done, 90. was got it again. It wasn't a low bid thing, and they weren't low bid. We did an RFP, request for proposals, and that's going to go. That agreement's going to go to council at the November 7th meeting, and Tuscaloosa is year one. And I had to move some stuff around. For you guys that don't know, we do this every 5 years, and we do an RFP. So the vendors turn in, it's a request for proposals, so we don't have to take low bid. And they go in and they evaluate all of our hard courts. It's basketball courts, tennis courts, and they evaluate them, and they tell us which ones need to be resurfaced when in a 5 year deal. So Fort King Tennis Center's in year two. So we will do, they actually said three different sites needed to be done in year one, but I bumped two for financial reasons. I bumped two to year two and took one out of year two and bumped it to three and then left it alone. So, but Fort King is in year two. So Tuscaloosa will get done, will be done in January, and or sometime between November and January, and then that, and then Fort King will be done the following budget year, along with two other sites. So, so that's done.
Where's Clyatt at in that, Max?
Clyatt is in year three.
Three.
So.
What's going to get done at Fort King?
The two hard courts.
Hard.
So. So anyway, and that's all.
When they look at the courts, do they look at the other stuff like lighting?
No, this is just court resurfacing.
Does anyone ever look at lighting?
We do.
Clyatt, awful at night.
Yeah.
Maybe throw that on someone's yeah. list.
And it could be just
virtually unplayable.
I'm not sure if it's the system or the metal halide bulbs. The problem with those bulbs is they just get they have a very long life, and they're very efficient to run. But what happens is they just get lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. So I will I'll see about maybe just they just need the bulbs to get replaced,
awesome.
or if the system's antiquated. Unfortunately, we're going to have to live with that for a while for funding, but just,
it was just so different
getting the bulbs replaced, that might help.
Had we known, we certainly would have gone to Tuscaloosa because it was just so different.
Yeah.
Is Tuscaloosa usable now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tuscaloosa's fine, but Clyatt is unplayable.
Yeah. Literally. Well, and I appreciate you telling me that. So we'll, yeah, nice. You know, there's some cities that will just they'll just go out, like say if they had an athletic complex or something. They typically don't do it at every site in parks, but like at big athletic complexes where they have a lot of tournaments and stuff like that, they just replace all the bulbs once a year. They go in, say, every February and just replace all the bulbs, whether they're burned out, whether they're burning or not, because of the way they do. They just get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And so,
what does it cost to redo a hard court?
To redo one hard court? It depends on the condition, but it can be 57. It's anywhere. It can 5,700, or well, to do Tuscaloosa is over 27,000 to resurface those.
I was gonna ask,
we had quite a little jump.
Is it not okay to do half of Tuscaloosa since there's so many, and then do a few of the other smaller locations, and then do the other half of Tuscaloosa later? So that. Because I mean, I doubt there's all. What is it, six or eight of them? Yeah. All
no, you would want. You want to do the whole facility.
Lesser ones.
Yeah.
But there's other places that are being used probably a lot more in a higher percentage.
In Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Well, the vendor evaluated which ones they think needed to be done first based on their condition.
That's what I would do by popularity.
I think it's Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, they do it by condition.
Unless they fix the light.
We don't even get involved. They tell us. They're the experts on what courts need to be done when and see the amount of cracking. And it really worked out good that Tuscaloosa was in year one anyway, because I would have moved them to year one because this whole park was underwater after the hurricane, and the tennis courts were totally underwater for like 3 days. And then when the water receded, the ones on the north, the three on the north side, they were underwater for maybe 5 days, and there's a lift station right over there, and it failed. So we had to have this park professionally cleaned. Water, you know, water and sewer sent in a group, and when they pressure washed those courts,
cracks everywhere.
Well, no, what it did was, when you ride by, you can look at them, and when they resurface a court, they'll put an acrylic, you know, material on it. Well, then they come in and then they put two, and it really is very similar, but it's a color coating, and they'll do two coats of that. Well, I think when they pressure washed with this high potent cleaner, it knocked some of those layers of color off, because it's still green. It's all green, but now you can see the squeegee marks in it from where they put the first original coat on. So I would have had to do it anyway. So
when is year one? Is that 18 or something?
It's now. We're in it now. As soon as City Council approves the contract on the 7th, PO will be cut, and they'll do Tuscarora. So anyway, and then the hard courts that don't have an acrylic coating on material on it, that just have lines. We have some concrete courts out there that they'll reline them, the ones that need to have new lines. So that's all I have.
That's all. Anybody more questions for Julie staff?
How about the bathroom situation? How's it coming?
As far as I know, it's moving along. The contractor gets back from vacation on Monday, and so I can find out exactly where they're at.
I want to know something. You know, since you worked, you know in the pro shop where the sink is, and when the hot water, you know how hot that hot water is.
Ooh, right? I know.
The hottest water I've ever seen anywhere.
In the world.
In the world.
I know, in America.
Right.
I've got surveys out worldwide.
You can make coffee without boiling water.
Jim used to make hot chocolate with it.
Oh, I mean, it's
can't you adjust the hot water heater?
The hot water heater's about this big.
Found the screwdriver.
Here's what you need to know. Whatever they did in the bathroom with the pipes, now the cold water is also the hot water.
Awesome.
And I can't, there's nobody to tell because there's nobody been around. So if you go to that sink, or a little kid goes over to that sink when I'm not looking and turns that cold water on,
careful.
In 3 seconds he's going to have a burn.
Scalding.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's been nobody there to tell, because the only people been there are painters.
Mm-hmm.
And dear Lord, the ladies aren't happy about the paint. We're going to repaint it, I think. Just take an initiative. They're painting it.
It looks like a cave.
Well, No, they'll repaint it.
All right.
So when I talked to Randy today, I didn't pick the color out. We sent it to the architect. We were like, that's what we pay them. So let me see it, and I'll get with the...
I'm hoping that if the cabinets are bright white and the lights are bright white, that it will make... But right now, you walk in there, and it's like walking in a cave.
Okay.
You know, so dark.
Painting is
dark.
Staff says that painting is going to be changed in the...
Is that a fact?
That's the color.
Brown.
Well, I mean, I could say if it's...
See, it's
I
a chocolate brown, you know?
Smaller,
and so...
Yeah, I'll tell them to...
yucky color for a
Can I ask you a question on the contractor? Was that a low bid for the bathroom?
Probably.
It was?
That was probably a low bid.
They had a guarantee.
Yeah,
Habitat for Humanity. Oh,
yeah.
Boom.
Well, this is the architect chose the colors, so that wasn't the contractor. They're not that insane.
The cabinets and stuff aren't in there, so I don't know if
we've
they're going to blend it somehow. White, bring up
now
brightness.
But shoot, I think we would have been happy.
Now Kathy and I picked the tile and the granite, and then when it came to paint and some other stuff, we're like, no, we pay the architect to do that. So. They're gonna do a better job, but maybe not, because I wouldn't have picked that color. I can tell you that.
The pro shop area where Jason and Renee worked, the whole thing eventually getting redone to where it looks beautiful. Where you could have granite too.
I thought originally the pro shop renovation was a part of this.
I did too.
But I don't know that it got funded. There was enough funding to include that. So, but you know, down the road, I'm sure it could be.
When they first started talking about
it, I'll budget
it
for it this
included.
Year. Yeah.
Remember when they first started talking about it? It was
bad.
Included.
It's just like dark and old.
Well, there's another budget year. We're just fixing to start
really,
on next year's budget.
All your
so,
money right now.
So I'll budget for it.
Yeah,
I'll
put
do
it on the budget.
I'll
well,
do
Michelle
it.
And I are putting the bathroom discussion under unfinished business because it's been going on sometimes. So we're still on unfinished business as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle?
Yeah, what about the paint?
The paint change would be, all the stuff about the bathroom should be unfinished that we're discussing now.
Sure.
We don't know.
Hopefully it'll be done by the next
cabinet.
Meeting.
We, you know, they haven't put the cabinet in there, so you can't tell.
There was other unfinished business that Lauren had asked Kathy to check on something about the power bills, and that was supposed to come up at our next meeting. Is that a concern with anybody? Something about the power bills?
Yeah.
No, we're okay.
All right. Well, that was what Lauren brought up at the April meeting, and it said it would be postponed until our next meeting. So, okay. That's
well,
not,
I mean,
not anything.
I went through power bills and stuff, but I don't. I can't make a call and tell them to change that, what they charge.
Yes.
I mean, they charge what they charge. I can't do anything about that.
That wasn't the issue, though.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
I wasn't
here.
Was in Jason's budget because he's paying for it.
Yeah.
Our question was, is it in his budget? Was it in his budget? Was it intended to be in his budget? Because that was taken away from maintenance costs, which we all feel. So it was an accounting thing.
I don't know about that.
Well, it was a part of the agreement, the you know, his new contract.
That was the question.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And nobody knew, so they said.
I would say, also, there's the there's that pole that got struck right outside the front pro shop that people are asking about because it makes it really dark at night when they leave.
Mm-hmm.
The pole got hit by lightning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A pine tree, and that did too,
right
or something.
Right next to the front of the pro shop, and that light blew up. And they took that tree down that got hit by lightning before the storm.
Right.
It was right there. They got hit, and it bounced off to the power pole. But I've had several people ask me if they're going to fix that light.
Yeah, they should. It should have already been fixed.
Yeah.
I'll get with electric about that.
It also says a question was raised regarding how long the chair holds the position. This will be follow up on next week.
Michelle was going. I think it's year to year.
Yeah.
You're talking about the
chairman.
Chairperson.
Of this board.
Yeah. I thought it was year to year.
Year to year. We reelect.
It's March 1st of 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any recycling going on?
Yeah. I mean, when y'all get them separated, they stay separated. All right, when the people put them in there, there's not even a second I think about putting my hand in there and separating your recycle.
So this is what I brought up last time. You got these new garbage cans, and half is for trash and half is for recycle.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just throwing stuff in there any old way. Mm-hmm. We used to have just recycle bins up at the front, and people would literally...
I have the big brown recycle
one.
Thing still.
Yeah. But I'm saying people are not doing it correctly, and so he's not separating trash, and I don't blame him.
I wouldn't do it either.
I did that, and it's not fun.
No, I'm not.
But we need something where the recycle is separate.
We did that because there was too much trash can clutter around there, and I don't think that's going to have anything to do with it. People either do the right thing or they not.
Yeah. I can put those brown ones out, but what she's talking about is they're going to look horrible.
It's ugly.
In random places, more big brown garbage cans.
And when wind blows, it blows them all over the place.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we did all that downtown. Those are expensive trash cans.
Mm.
They're divided liners. And we go through the same thing downtown.
Well, I take my... two Gatorade bottles home with me every day.
I mean,
I feel bad that
there's sometimes
how many plastic bottles, how many plastic tennis cans that could be recycled that aren't. That's all. I'm just a recycler.
I recycle everything, even at my house. When it gets separated, there are times when we're recycled, and I tote the big. If I can look down there and say, well, I can just dump it into the big brown thing and tote it down to where they pick it up on Tuesday morning.
Once that one side is contaminated with one thing, the whole thing's contaminated.
That's why I don't like
it's
what
the sad
city
thing.
Did when they had a trash can that had half and half. It just, it's I think they would do it if it was.
Well, why don't we put once again a recycling reminder in the newsletter? Do you think, Joe?
Gosh darn.
I mean, I don't see what the difference is. If I walked up to a trash, no, we have not everybody does. We have them right now. Sanitation's red tagging.
Really?
They're certain. They're you're going to take each quadrant of the city and they lift up the recycle bin, and if it's contaminated, they get red tagged. And if they get red tagged so often, they're going to take the recycle can away, which they're not going to care, you know, but it's, you know, they're trying to work on it.
Well, I think education. Take that privilege away from them.
Yeah, but, you know, if they're not doing it, you know.
They can't look at the big
thing. Well, I mean, first they explain why, you know, okay, it's contaminated, you know, they start out being nice about it and try to educate people, and then there's talk of what they're going to do, but right now they're talking about after a certain amount of time they're going to take it away. So, I mean, when I walk up to I think when most people, if they're intending to recycle, they're going to recycle whether it's divided or not, because I don't see why that makes it harder. I mean, I'd walk up and go, oh, well, that's very easy, because this is contaminated, so I'm going to put it here, and this is recyclable, so I can put it here. To me, it's more convenient for the user, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Most people don't recycle, so they couldn't care less.
I think the people that do that don't walk up and go, you know what, if there were two totally separate trash cans here, I would recycle. But since it's not, I'm just not going to do it.
It will be state mandated eventually.
Yeah.
As it has been in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
It's been state mandated. You had to get that much out of the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage heaps are going to run out of space to put stuff in.
And then the state's going to mandate that all tennis players
here in Marion County
recycle. And if they're at a facility and they don't,
they're going to red tag them.
They're going to get red tagged. They're going to get red tagged. They won't ever be able to play in another USTA match for the rest of their life.
Okay. I was going to suggest something new that we haven't done at Fort King before, but because we're getting all new courts and we've talked about it before, I'm going to put something out that voluntarily asks people that when they're done, if I have a brush and a liner on every court, that they could brush their court sometime.
Two. Or make them.
I understand. I'll get one on at least every bank of courts.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, we do this up at another club, and it's like, it takes 10 minutes.
I understand. That's
I think it's
I'm
a great
saying.
Idea.
If you want to keep our courts nicer for longer, I do them in the morning and the lunch at night. But if you come off it, and you do it, and then it's nice for the next person, it saves us time.
Maybe I'd start paying it forward a little, it might get convenient.
You know, I think a lot of people would like to do that. The only, where there's 13 or 14, there'll be a brush and a liner. 9 and 10, brush and a liner.
Here's what will piss people off. If they finish at 7 o'clock and I got to wait 10 minutes to grab a court, that's going to really...
You know what? They have that choice
then
in the next hour.
Then they need to finish 10 minutes early.
No, listen. If they don't want...
That's going to be an issue.
If the people playing after you don't want to wait, then they don't get their court brush.
So spend $100 more and get another one.
And they don't get their court brush. There's not $100 more. It's $400 for a brush and a liner.
I think
over
it's a great idea. I would brush it after I'm done, and if it's not brushed before I play, if there was a brush there and a liner,
we do that
there, I would do it every single time. It takes me 2 minutes to do it. Jason, if you can get the brushes and a liner, I would do it, and I would ask everybody else to do it too.
I mean, I know 15 years ago those liners were like $180 or $190, so I don't know how much they are now.
Yeah, it'd be $450 for a brush
they're
and a
expensive.
Liner.
They're expensive.
Just one of each. So yes, I'll get one for every bank of courts. I'll get two for the bank of three courts. But I'm not going to put two where there's two courts. No, that's pushing.
Well, so we get done at 7 o'clock on 9 and 10. We wait 20 minutes for 10 to be done.
No, they don't. They
one brush
away. The person that either before or you either has to brush the court. Get down.
I'm just telling you, people are dying now to get on courts and waiting. That's.
Y'all gotta figure out that stuff.
If the brush is there and my cord is not brushed, I'm gonna grab that brush and I'm gonna do it myself.
Right. I don't get into your guys's who's doing what for who when.
I mean, that's what I would think anyway, that it would be done. The people taking the court would do it.
Being out of there at 9 o'clock.
But you're never out of there at 9 o'clock.
Well, we are.
Let me just tell you this. When the matches are at 7 o'clock, okay, I lived at Fort King for a week during the hurricane. Okay? There was three nights in a row that it was 9:30, 9:45. We don't turn the lights off on you. We let you finish your match. Okay? But, you know,
group that's playing do the brushing.
We started at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The people that are taking the court would would do the court, not the people that just used it.
Yeah, it's just voluntary. It's not mandatory.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm not going to get.
Yeah, either way, that's what I would. That's what I would think how it would be done.
It's good to have some extra brushes because.
I will get you some brushes.
We used to do it because we had to. Nobody else would do it. So we did it if we thought it needed.
Just let the players do it, and if they don't.
If they don't want to brush it, then they can play.
Right.
Next group can brush it, you know? Yeah. Right. It's a nice idea, and I think a lot of people will do it.
Thanks,
some people
Jason.
Will not do it. But some people will.
Just like recycling.
If we move on now to
that recycling, don't even get me started on that.
It's sad to see all those.
If we're on new business
peer
now,
pressure.
The shade report, who has that? The shade report?
Shade report.
That's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
Is it new business to discuss?
It's coming. We've got people working on it, and they want to make sure that it's. They've got everything.
Yeah, Amanda Daugherty's spearheading that whole thing.
We're trying to come up with some kind of shade.
Yeah, I get it. And I mean, and it's cool, you know. We put it around, and just make sure whoever you get it from, if it's in an area where it's going to have to get removed for an electric truck to get in, they're going to tell you, "Oh, it's easy, man. We've got this quick release." Well, we've got some that we're having to call a contractor in to put them back up.
Yeah.
Because facilities took them down for us because we were trying to get all of our parts prepped, and we just didn't have time. So they came in and took most of them down, and some of them they can't put back up. Mm. So
this has been a historical problem with the city not allowing the different things that we've come up. I was talking to Mario about it. Different ideas we've come up with were not going to work. So we went to the umbrellas, which.
We're buying umbrellas right and left.
We bought a lot.
Yeah. Don't last. And
but some of the new shade things, like we've looked at pictures, they're wonderful. They really are. If we can get the budget to get them paid for.
In the umbrellas, we ask them all this, and now they're all putting them down pretty much. But still, the wind will catch it and they'll crack right there at the where it's going in. It cracks right there. So.
Well, and the city doesn't have anything against the shade. It's logistically being able to get electric trucks in there if something happens to the lights. That's all that is. If it gets blocked, and then the decision will be made. Do you want the lights to burn, or you know, I don't know. We don't have the resources to say. Somebody can get out there and get that down and get it put back up.
But you know how they have those little wooden huts things that they built between the courts?
Mm-hmm.
So if they put a shade thing between the courts like that, it shouldn't obstruct anything with the electrical stuff, mm-mm. right?
No, that won't. I was just talking about for spectators.
Should be all right. I don't know about the one with the in front of the bleachers.
That's where Amanda was looking at.
I know. That's the one that we always had trouble with.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the issue. Now, anywhere between the courts, but those shade structures have to be, they require footers.
Right.
So putting them between the courts, I don't know how much, if they're, you know, it'll tear up the irrigation. I mean, they have to be inspected. They have to meet wind loads. So that's why they have to, they have those poles. They're
all
in footers. It's engineered.
They get engineered with plans and everything, and they have to pull a permit with the city.
Yeah, they're stamped. They get inspected.
Which the company does. But like I said, Amanda Dorr, she's spearheading that whole thing. And I told her, before, you know, you come to the board, make sure you have all the answers, everything written down, presented in a nice professional manner.
So she's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, when those are done, you have to give the city like five plans, engineered plans that are stamped and sealed, and they're not copies. It's a really big deal. And then you really need to make sure when you go through all that and have the expense that sometimes it's like only like, you know, an hour and a half out of the day it's actually shade. Because the way the sun is,
right, that's true too.
It'll hit it at a certain time. And that's it's in the true. Shade, and sometimes it's when the tennis center's closed.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I'm glad we
that's
spent
true,
that money.
Because some of the umbrellas we have, yeah. they work, you put them up, and they're not helping yeah. you at all. It's over here that right. it's shading, you know.
I mean, I see it at our baseball yeah. fields and stuff. Now, when there's an all-day tournament, yeah, there's going to be a good bit of it that will be. But a lot of times during some of the main games, it's not even shaded.
Okay, this is supposed to be expensive, but one other question I have to tell Amanda. If we're going to get sponsors to help us pay for this, is that something that the board will, you know, the city will say, no, you can't do that, sponsorships?
What, get sponsorships?
Yeah.
No, you get sponsorships all day long. We get sponsors all
yeah,
the time.
I spoke to Julie about that last month. She was very clear. It can't be a gaudy sign. It would have to be, every sign would have to be yeah. you know, very specific, the same, and it would have to be mounted a certain way where it just doesn't look
well
so
in the past we've asked about that and been told
no
yeah there was a time where the city they didn't want all that stuff
now
up
we
there
can.
And I've got it well I mean you can get sponsors all day long she asked if you could get sponsors
advertising
you can get sponsors all day long but how it's advertised I've got to find out what that I was just telling him if it's allowed there'll be certain there'll be certain specs that have to be met. They're just not going to let anybody
they
just
want a big
throw
neon
anything
sign
up. It would be one of those. They all have to be exactly the same. They all have to be a certain size. They can't face the street. They have to, you know, but I've got to check and see what they will allow
right.
for that.
Okay.
I have one thing. I emailed everybody in July about the tennis court annual board report. Did you guys look at it? To vote on it today?
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, email.
I don't think we could talk about anything in July.
Yeah, but did you remember the email?
I think I remember it, but
yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I don't.
I didn't know that it applied, Michelle.
The yearly report?
Oh, my.
It shows the goals and accomplishments.
Oh, my.
And priorities, and
perhaps
I have to look it
no,
over.
I didn't get this.
I didn't get that either.
No. Very interesting to read what we did. They still got the porta pots.
It's out there.
Are those who need it? Okay. Well, gosh, thank you.
What did you want us to do with this?
To vote on it because it's got to go before council.
Oh, this. I was going to ask you what mm-hmm. the next step is. Does everybody understand that this is going to go if we approve it to the council?
I make motion to approve council. It.
We talked about adding the pro desk as one of the goals for maybe mm-hmm. next year.
It says here, staff, upgrade of the clubhouse. To mm-hmm. me, the clubhouse means okay. the Pro Center,
yeah,
too, doesn't it?
ADA upgrade to the clubhouse. So there's a motion to approve. Is anybody, is there a second? Is a motion made and a second that we approve this? Is there any discussion about it? All in favor say aye.
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 And it will be approved.
Okay, thank you.
And the minutes will note that. Yep. All right, any more comments from the board? We commented a lot. Okay, the next meeting is going to be in January.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 18th. That's the current. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there any further business? If not, meeting adjourned.
That's my pen. You saw it. I am bowling at 1. I'm going to be late, aren't I? Oh, well. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Good to see you guys.
Bye, Joe.
Good to see you. Get onto those people for not recycling.